Blog Talk Radio.
From Ajijic, Mexico, on the shores of beautiful Lake Chapala, it's Music Sin Fronteras. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan, and this is your show, don't forget, but actually with a few little changes, all right? Those of you who tuned in earlier today to hear Derek Brown and realized you couldn't hear Derek Brown, so we're putting this show together as a way to give you an opportunity to play with Derek Brown. Anyway, I'll tell you what went on, and then we can continue on with some music. When we went on the air, first of all, we're at home, just like most of you. In fact, I imagine all of you are at home right now. We're at home, and we're at home because of the lockdown here due to the coronavirus. So we decided to set up a studio in our in my living room, and using a laptop, our engineer and syndicator, Jason, is in Boston, and I think he's actually in the studio because he's got all that equipment he has to run. But in any case, everything went off fine until it came time for the guests to call in. And he called, and he called, and he called, and he called, and finally he had to call the office, and that didn't work because we weren't there. Fortunately, he had my cell phone number, and he called the cell phone to say, "Patrick, I can't get in. Where is Blog Talk Radio?" So we couldn't find Blog Talk Radio either. Well, actually, we could. What we did is we called him, which we can do out of Blog Talk Radio. And he got the call, and everything was fine, except as soon as he heard our voice, for some reason, his voice was cut off. And then we tried again, and we could hear his voice, but our voice was cut off. Whatever happened, we couldn't have both us and him on the show at the same time, which is really not quite the way we want it. So that's the way it is. So what we're doing is we did do a whole show. We didn't actually realize that we weren't actually broadcasting. He called back in on cell phone. We put the cell phone next to the microphone, and we interviewed him next to the microphone, and we thought things were fine. We could hear him on our headphones. He could hear us on the phone. Everything seemed right. But when we got off the air and we checked the recording, he wasn't there, and we weren't there. All we could hear actually was the music and occasionally him saying, "Hello, hello, hello." We're redoing the show. This is a redo. He's not going to be with us, but we are going to play his music. And as an extra treat, we're going to play full songs. Because as you know, we normally only play 1 minute. But this time we're going to play full songs because he's not here. So we're just about ready to go. But I want to give you another program note. Like everyone else, Mexico is joining the online music revolution, and in some ways pioneering it, because a local promoter here in Ajijic has launched what I think is the first online jazz series, the Hoping for the Best Tour, produced by Ray Dominix of Ray Velvet Productions, who incidentally produced Derek Brown when he was here in Ajijic 3 weeks ago. Music Sin Fronteras is a sponsor. Yes, we are a sponsor of the jazz program tonight. So we'd love to have you all tune in on it. You can find out how. You can go to Facebook, log into Casa Dominich. That's Domenech on Facebook. There's a PayPal link there. You can pay 50 pesos. If you're in the United States, that's about $1.75. Pretty cheap for an hour's worth of some of the best jazz in Mexico. And that will send you an invite to a private Facebook group where you can listen to the show. Okay, here we go. When I saw Derek Brown back in the good old days when music venues were open, that was, 3 weeks ago, I was blown away. Not only is he a world-class sax player, but he's also a great performer. And he does things with the saxophone that you wouldn't think are possible, like sing and create percussion while he's playing. So no wonder he has 40 million views across social media, hundreds of thousands of downloads, and he's appeared on international television, he's been on NPR, and he's also been on the Billboard music charts. Well, he was supposed to appear here today, but he's not because of the problems we had. But we are going to bring you songs from his new album, 50-50. That's his new album, 50-50. So let's listen to the title song right here, and you can hear 50-50. That was the title track from the new album by Derrick Brown of 50-50. And if you haven't seen him live, for him to make those sounds is really remarkable. He scrunches up his face. He clicks his ring on the bottom of the saxophone. He sometimes even brings an amplified piece of floor with him, an amplified box, so he can make floor sounds. It's really quite remarkable. That, of course, is a very complex, multi-layered piece of music. And in it, he does fast tempo. He layers different tempos on during the song. He starts with bongos and then bass and vocals and something like a clave or a clap. And he produces a real earworm, and it has real hooks. Now, Derrick tells me he writes what he loves, and he keeps the audience in mind when he does it, which obviously you can tell. And he's brought this music to audiences in every state of the United States, which is where the album title comes from, 50-50. He made 50 stops in 50 states. He borrowed his friend's RV, and he and his wife toured the country. They even went to Alaska and Hawaii. I'm not sure how they got the RV to Hawaii, but they did, right? And then he's been to 26 countries, the last one being Mexico. He was here 3 weeks ago, and he's given over 200 international shows playing that music and many more songs that we're going to hear later today. But that's what the derivation of the album, 50-50. His act is carefully choreographed. He combines theater and music. He starts at the top of the theater and walks down playing his stage. He's got performance elements that he can mix and match depending on the audience and the venue. And it's quite a performance. But of course, you know, it's the songs that are the key. And one of his other songs, let's play another song of his. This is called The Jackalope. Okay, that was the jackalope. And in case you don't know it, the jackalope is a mythological creature found mostly on postcards in the South and Midwest of the United States. It's essentially a rabbit with antlers, and many, many Cub Scouts have been sent on a jackalope hunt only to return empty-handed to much mirth. Derek named the song after the after he wrote it, actually. And it has nothing to do with jackalopes, real or imaginary. It's just a good name. That was the jackalope. Now, that's a great example of how Derrick Brown does the impossible on a sax. Here he is singing on the sax in the song Funny How.
Here's a tale, a bit absurd, a comedy about a boy and girl, a three-act play, a true story. I'll keep it short, so it won't get boring. She's afraid of what he's saying, so she gives up until it fades away. But he don't mind, it's okay. He showed no interest in her anyway. Funny how things have started out this way. The curtains fall, the lights fade out, the actors hold for now.
That's a cut from Funny How by Derrick Brown. Now, part of Derrick's live shows involve him getting the audience to say, well, of course it's impossible to sing and play the sax at the same time, and then he proves them wrong. Funny How is how he proves them wrong, along with a number of other songs. Oh, and if you listen to the words, you realize it's a girl meets boy, boy rejects girl, boy rethinks it, girl rejects boy, and then 12 years later, they're happily married. It's his own life story. All of that by one dude on a saxophone. Incidentally, he told us that when he makes percussion sounds like that, he has to contort his tongue to get that to shoot the air into the reed, and occasionally it bleeds a little bit. Now, that's what I call dedication. Okay, coming up is another Derrick Brown hook-fill saxophone tune. This is Diakuyu. Saxophones that you would never think are possible. Now, all these songs that you've heard are from Derrick's album 50-50, which has something in it for everyone. It's got rap in it. It's got America the Beautiful with the U.S. saxophonists. It's got the iconic Ain't No Sunshine, Bill Withers' famous song. It has classic saxophone. It's got Duke Ellington. It's got Paul Simon. All these he plays on the saxophone by himself. You can stream it on Spotify or you can buy it. That's always the best, of course, at iTunes or even better at his website, where you can link to his YouTube channel, which has dozens of saxophone lessons. You too can play the saxophone. Well, maybe you can't, but you can enjoy the lessons. His Instagram page, his Facebook page, where you can also learn about his upcoming online concert next weekend. That's right, next weekend, next Saturday, he's going to have an online concert. Check out his Facebook page, and you can get the particulars and the details. Well, we are out of time. Remember to follow Derek in his – well, why don't you just start with his website. That's DerekBrownSax.com. From there, you can go everywhere. You can go to YouTube. You can go to Instagram. You can go to his lessons. You can find out about his online show and all of those various wonderful things. That's DerekBrownSax.com. And again, we're sorry for the technical difficulties on the live broadcast today, but we hope you've enjoyed kind of extended music. And, of course, you have been listening to Music Scene Fronteras with me, that's Patrick O'Heffernan. We're broadcast on CyberStation USA, blogtalkradio.com, and also our radio affiliates. We're also heard in the UK. On Artistic Echoes, like our Facebook page, follow our Twitter feeds, and you'll get real-time updates on our guests. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Our program director and engineer is Jason Bartleben, who has done a great job today. Thank you. Download this and other Music Scene Frontiers programs at blogtalkradio.com or on iTunes. Tune in next week. We're going to talk with the heavy metal queen, TV and film actress, director, producer, special effects expert, and all-around badass woman, Melissa Fox. How can you resist that? Check out our Twitter stream and our Facebook page for detail. In the meantime, we're going to leave you with a little bit more of Derek's music. We're going to leave you with Runaway, and I want to wish you a great musical weekend. Tener un gran fin de semana musical. Clouds roll in, things start to spin, the rain begins to pour, the waters turn, your eyes burn, never been here before. Believe me, you don't want to be caught out in those waves. You stay here, then it's pretty clear, you're coming out unscathed.